White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 12, 1903. My dear son, Willie. Yesterday I received a letter from Edson. I will send you a copy of this letter so I need not repeat its contents. You will notice Edson's proposition about the republication of the sketch of my early experiences. I think that this proposition is worthy of thought. I am sure that these experiences might, with profit, be studied by our people. I certainly think that it would be well if Elder Loughborough's book could be given a larger circulation. Do not fail to obtain the plates of Steps to Christ. I am anxiously waiting to hear from you the particulars as to why you were called away from home so suddenly. One thing I have decided. I shall not again place myself in the turmoil of such a meeting as the conference held at Oakland. I know that during that meeting, the Lord helped me in a signal manner. But not all was accomplished that might have been accomplished. If the fallow ground of the heart had been broken up, those present would have gone forth from that meeting to work for Christ as they had never worked before. I am hoping and praying that the Lord will give his people his grace and his salvation. Then the truth will go forth as a lamp that burneth. Let us not become faint-hearted. Let us cling fast to the hand of infinite power. Let us never, never trust in self, but in God. He is our true, unfailing helper. However dark may be the atmosphere that surrounds the souls of those who have had light and evidence, but who have rejected them, let us keep our eyes fixed on our leader. God says, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. Every human being that exalts himself will be humbled. We have no desire to exalt the power of Satan. Nevertheless, if we do not take heed and watch unto prayer, we shall do this. For on every side, his subtle influence is seeking entrance. If we give him the least opportunity, he will lead us to bring his pattern into the web that we are weaving. Let us follow the directions that God has given, whatever the result may be. God is not changeable. His word to his faithful people is not yea and nay, but yea and amen. To those who will not hear his voice, his message comes in vain. Christ says of them, "They would not heed my reproof. Therefore shall they be surprised and fall, and be taken by the enemy, because they trusted in themselves, and did not repent at my rebuke."